In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Veni, Sancte Spiritus, repletum corda fidelium et tui amoris in iis inim accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabuntur. Orimus Deus, qui corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus, illus et acquisti da nobis in eodem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudere, per Christum Dominum nostrum.
Amen.
Cor Maria Immaculatum.
Intercede pro nobis.
Nos cum prolepia.
Benedicat Virgo Maria.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. A child of Mary will not perish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are at the end of what St. Louis King of Montfort calls in the 33 preparations for the total consecration. The second week until we end the third week, which is to fill ourselves with Jesus Christ, this last meditation to get to know our Blessed Lady, we want to meditate about the necessity of a true devotion, of the devotion to Mary in general. The old Catholic saying, the old Catholic conviction is, a child of Mary will never perish. And if already an earthly mother will take anything what she can, which will do anything what she can despise in his sacrifices in order to protect her child from death, how much more will Mary do? How much more will she do in order to protect us from eternal, from the eternal flames of hell? Certainly we should not have presumption on this, but we can have true confidence to the mother of her divine Son. And I want you to meditate, that's his last meditation in particular, about the Hail Mary. Because we say it so many times, and we really don't think what it really entails. Remember that St. Bernadette, at her last hour on her deathbed, would basically breath her last breath, so to speak, by saying the last part of the Hail Mary. She would say, Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for me, poor sinner, now and at the hour of our death. And you need to be absolutely convinced and penetrated about the absolute necessity of the devotion to Mary for your salvation and for the salvation of mankind in general. St. Louis Grenier de Montfort speaks about this necessity in his Treatise of the True Devotion, numbers 39-48. He says, we must conclude that the Most Holy Virgin, being necessary to God by a necessity which we call hypothetical, in consequence of his will, she is far more necessary to men in order that they may attain their last end, he says. We must not confuse devotion to the Blessed Virgin, with devotion to the other saints, as if devotion to her were not far more necessary than devotion to them, and as if devotion to her were a matter of supererogation. The learned and pious Jesuit Suarez, the erudite and devout Eustace Lipsius, Doctor of Louvain, and many others have proved invincibly from the sentiments of the fathers that it is an infallible mark of reprobation to have no esteem and love for the Holy Virgin, while on the other hand it is an infallible mark of predestination to be entirely and truly devoted to her. The figures and words of the Old and New Testament proves this, the sentiments and examples of the saints confirm it. Reason and experience teach and demonstrate it. Even the devil and his crew, constrained by the force of truth, had often been obliged to avow it in spite of themselves. Among all the passages of the Holy Fathers and doctors, of which I have made an ample collection in order to prove this truth, I shall, for brevity's sake, quote but one. Do be devout to you, O Holy Virgin, says St. John Damascene. It is an arm of salvation which God gives to those whom he wishes to save. I could bring forward here many anecdotes which prove the same thing, and among others on which it is related in the Chronicles of St. Francis. The same saints saw in ecstasy a great ladder ascending into heaven, at the top of which stood the Blessed Virgin, and by which it was shown him he must ascend to reach heaven. There is another related in the Chronicles of St. Dominic. There was an unfortunate heretic near Carassonne, where St. Dominic was preaching the Rosary, who was possessed by a legion of 15,000 devils. These evil spirits were compelled to their confusion by the command of our Blessed Lady to avow many great and consoling truth-touching devotion to the Blessed Virgin. And they did this with so much force and so much clearness that it is impossible to read this authentic account in the eulogy which the devil made, in spite of himself, of devotion to the Most Holy Virgin Mary, without shedding tears of joy, however lukewarm we may be in our devotion to her. If devotion to the Most Holy Virgin is necessary to all men simply for working out their salvation, it is still more so for those who are called to any special perfection. And I do not think anyone can acquire an intimate union with our Lord, a perfect fidelity to the Holy Ghost, without a very great union with the Most Holy Virgin and a great dependence on her assistance. It is Mary alone who has found grace before God. Without the aid of any other mere creature, it is only through her that all those who have since found grace before God have found it at all, and it is only through her that all those who shall come afterward shall find it. She was full of grace when she was created by the archangel Gabriel, and she was superabundantly filled with grace by the Holy Ghost when he covered her with his unspeakable shadow. And she has so augmented this double plenitude from day to day and from moment to moment that she has reached a point of grace immense and inconceivable, in such wise that the Most High has made her the sole treasurer of his treasures and the sole dispenser of his graces, to ennoble, to exalt, and to enrich whom she wishes, to give entry to whom she wills into the narrow way of heaven, to bring whom she wills, and in spite of all the obstacles, through the narrow gate of life, and to give the throne, the scepter, and the crown of king to whom she wills. Jesus is everywhere and always the fruit and the son of Mary. And Mary is everywhere the veritable tree who bears the fruit of life and the true mother who produces it. It is Mary alone to whom God has given the keys of the cellars of divine love and the power to enter into the most sublime and secret ways of perfection and the power likewise to make others enter in there also. It is Mary alone who has given to the miserable children of Eve the faithless entry into the terrestrial paradise, but they may walk there agreeably with God, hide there securely against their enemies, feed themselves there delicately, without further fear of death, on the fruit of the trees of life, and of the knowledge of good and evil, and drink in long draughts the heavenly waters of that fair fountain, which gushes forth there with abundance, or rather since she is herself the terrestrial paradise, that virgin and blessed earth from which Adam and Eve, the sinners, have been driven, she gives no entry there except to those whom it is by her pleasure to make saints. All the rich among the people, to make use of an expression of the Holy Ghost, according to explanation of St. Bernard, all the rich among the people shall supplicate her face from age to age, and particularly at the end of the world, that is to say, the greatest saints, the souls richer in grace and virtues, shall be the most assiduous in prayer to our Blessed Lady, and in having her always present as their perfect model for imitation and their powerful aid for help. I have said that this would come to pass, particularly at the end of the world, and indeed presently, because the Most High, with His Holy Mother, has to form for Himself great saints, who shall surpass most of the other saints in sanctity as much as the cedars of Lebanon outgrow the little crumbs as has been revealed to a holy soul whose life has been written. These great souls, full of grace and zeal, shall be chosen to match themselves against the enemies of God, who shall rage on all sides, and they shall be singularly devout to our Blessed Lady. Illuminated by your light, strengthened with your nourishment, led by your spirit, supported by your arm, and sheltered under your protection, so that they shall fight with one hand and build with the other. With the one hand they shall fight, overthrow and crush the heretics with their heresies, the schismatics with their schisms, the idolaters with their idolatries, and the sinners with their impieties. With the other hand they shall build the temple of the true Solomon in the mystical city of God, that is to say, the most holy Virgin, called by the Fathers the Temple of Solomon and the City of God. By their words and their examples they shall draw the whole world to the true devotion to Mary. This shall bring upon them many enemies, but shall also bring many victories and much glory for God alone. This is what God revealed to St. Vincent Wayfarer, the great apostle of his age, as he has sufficiently noted in one of his works. This is what the Holy Ghost seems to have prophesied in the 15:8 Psalm. And they shall know that God will rule Jacob in all the ends of the earth. They shall return at evening and shall suffer hunger like dogs and shall go round about the city. This city which men shall find at the end of the world to convert themselves in and to satisfy the hunger they have for justice is the Most Holy Virgin, who is called by the Holy Ghost the City of God. In the true devotion, the consecration, the total consecration to our Blessed Lady, is the best means, the sure means in order to obtain salvation, if you live it, if you make it your own spirituality, our Blessed Lady will bring her own property, which she will be in total safety. She will do whatever she can on her part to save you, her property, and to secure heaven for you. And if you, for your spiritual reading or meditation, you can read in the Secret of Mary, number 70 to 78. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen.